Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
I'm Kristen, and today we are talking about a balance in mind, body, and spirit, body, mind, and spirit, body, and mind, however you want to, whatever order you want to put it in, and taking your calls for readings on the air. We've got some callers in the queue, and I think what we'll do is take some calls first and then get into our discussion, or perhaps intersperse our conversation between callers. That seems to be working for us lately. We do have a private caller who I'm going to disconnect. If you want a reading, please call back and press 1. 203.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Taking my call.
What's your name?
My name is Tayon.
How do you spell your name, please?
T-A-Y. A-A-N,
Tayon. Hi, Tayon. You're calling from somewhere on the East Coast, right?
Connecticut.
Yeah, I recognize the area code. Okay, and Tayon, what is your birth date? 3/16/1993. Okay. And what brings you to the show, Tayon?
I called in today. I had called in about 3 months ago, and you guys had broke something down to me that I was dealing with. And recently, I just overcame this struggle, and I'm coming into my spiritual awakening, so to speak. And I just needed some type of message from spirit about the journey that I'm about to embark on, and you know, things that I should look out for and be aware of, so to speak.
Okay. So, Tayon, can you refresh what exactly we discussed specifically on the last episode?
We had discussed, because I said I was trying to work with my chakras because I was dealing with lower chakra problems. And,
right. I remember you,
it's
ringing a bell as you talk, more of the details. But
right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so you guys had gave me advice on how to handle my issues. And recently I just went through a whole crisis with my family dealing with the lower chakra problems. And now it's completely eradicated from my mind frame. So now I'm really embarking on who I am and what I should be doing. So, you know, I just need advice from spirit about the journey I'm about to embark on, you know?
Okay. Well, good for you that you were able to transcend your problems with your family. Is there anything specific that you did that you want to relay, or advice that we gave that you followed?
Neil had told me to lean towards my 7th, 6th, and 5th chakras, which I did and which I'm still doing, especially my 7th chakra. I'm just really honing in on those to keep myself balanced and keep myself level-headed. And, you know, I always see messages from spirit. You know, I see numbers a lot. I see butterflies and things like that to let me know that I'm on the right path. So I'll be seeing the messages and just to synchronicity is to let me know that I'm doing the right thing and that I made the right choice.
Yes, Diane, you are definitely making the right choices, and I'm glad to hear that you followed our advice.
Mm-hmm.
Your zone, Diane, I mean, you seem like a very intelligent man. You're 24 years old. You're articulate, and you don't want to waste those higher chakras, meaning we start at the fourth, which is the heart, and what you're doing at the heart chakra is you're dissolving the negativity of the lower chakras. The lower chakras aren't negative per se, but if we emphasize them too much in the wrong way, then they become negative energies and we can't rise above the chakra levels. But if we get to the fourth,
which is what we're talking about today on the show, actually, balance in
balance,
all the areas.
Yes. Once we arrive at the fourth, you see, your journey is an interesting one because
five,
your 3-1
right?
together
yeah.
become a 4, which is heart. Between the 4 then and the 6, which is in your day, we have 4 and then visualize the 5 and then the 6, which is third eye. That 6 then leaps up to your 9 in your year, which it would ultimately include 7 and 8. The attitude where you're going is that what you've done with your family is you articulated. You used your chakra number 5, which is your master number, to sort of work out your lower karma units. And what you've done at that point now is you've increased the ability to move forward. What this is going to mean is that you're going to have a higher range of vocabulary, a higher range of articulation. It will match your visual goals, your ultimate soul goals, whatever they may be, and then you kind of move higher into the realm of expressing yourself. Now, for some reason, I don't know yet, you know, you're 24 years old, you're still relatively young, but I see you doing something in the form of announcing or writing, something that has a higher energy unit to it. It could even involve some process of further education. But how we define education, of course, is very liberal in speaking. It could be academic education. It could be self-education. But I see that it's almost like you're addressing people like maybe you're not going to, probably you won't, but it's almost like you have your own talk show, your own radio show, mm-hmm. and you're discussing with people the problems of life and how they relate to the chakras and how they move forward. I think you have a lot to offer the world, I tell you, and I think you came down here to do that. And so,
right.
As are you agreeing with me? Don't you get the connection there?
Yes, yes, man. You know, I agree with you 100%. You know, and the last time we talked, I had told you guys that, you know, I was trying to rid myself of this energy by the time I turned 25. And then
25, because you're going through a change at that. That's
right.
Your fifth cycle of your master number.
Right.
And so you're on your way to doing that. In terms of the communication aspect of your life, what type of work are you involved in that path in terms of your career?
Right now I'm actually in the thought process. I'm because I, like this past month has been real hectic as far as, like I said, me awakening, and right now I'm actually contemplating on leaving my job, like, because, you know, that's just the thoughts that I'm having right now. I work retail. And I'm just thinking about leaving my job and just trusting my spirit just to guide me in the right direction. That's what I'm thinking about doing, you know.
And then what would you do? What would
I'm
you
sorry?
Do for work? I mean, do you live outside? I mean, you're 25. Are you living with your parents still? Do you live on your own? 24.
Right now I'm living with somebody. But what I was gonna do for work is I was gonna tutor my little brother weekly to help him with his school, and my people was going to pay me for it. But actually, this is good for me because I'm good with working with kids and being of service and teaching academics and things like that. I've been doing that since I was a teenager, so it's really nothing new to me. So it'd be more personal and intimate with my little brother, getting his mind right and actually honing in on my own skills as well while I look for another craft or job to acquire.
This is excellent, Tyann. I think this is what's leading you on your path. And this is going to have a great impact on your little brother. And it's going to have a great impact on you as an individual. Whenever we deal with the younger children, it's an honor because what it does is it provides a higher spiritual gift. And the validation and acknowledgement you're going to get in your soul and spirit will be tremendous. So if this is the beginning threshold of you moving deeper into influencing, teaching, guiding children, and legitimately being compensated for it, thank God you have your folks and your family to help support you. But now we get into a higher element where you're moving slowly towards a higher degree of influencing even more. So you'll learn a lot from this. Take notes as you evolve as a teacher and a guide. Take notes on what you learn. You know, keep a little notebook. And you're going to see in time, well, maybe somewhere even in the midst of your 25th year or 26th year, you're going to even move into a higher zone. By the time, looking forward, by the time you're 32, I predict you'll have your own home. You'll be living, you know, well, and you'll be doing you'll be really wonderfully happy with life. I think that's what's going to come up with you.
Wow, I have a quick question too, because you guys have broke it down to me last time about the number 10, and then you was like, when I turn 25, that's my second cycle. I'm gonna be, you know, that's the number 10. 316 is 10, and I had noticed that my time of birth actually equals 10-2. I was born at 6:04. Is there any significance behind that?
Well, you know, the 6:04 is in your karmic side of your birth date. But as far as your cycles of, you know, this 3-1 is a 4, and then the 6, of course, is a 6. So going backwards, there's a 6-4.
Wow. I didn't see it like that.
In terms of your karmic number, Tyann, are we saying your name right, by the way?
Yes.
Tyann, okay. Because looking at it on paper, I'm thinking I'm messing it up.
No.
But your master number is actually 5. So five cycles of 5 is 25. But yeah, 5 and 5 is a 10 too. So
and 5 cycles.
Yeah,
it does. You see, the 10 aspect that you're dealing with at this point has to do with completion in this lifetime. You came down on a certain contract to do certain work in this lifetime, and you made a promise that you would complete your journey in this lifetime, for this lifetime alone. And so what the universe is saying is, from the moment you're born, you're on track to complete your lifetime. What you have to do, you set out to do, to accomplish, and then maybe you can even get above that and earn some extra points, which I think you're going to. I have very high hopes for you. So the 10 aspect is a form of completion. Like we have 10 digits on our fingers, our toes, we have 10 commandments. It's an honor of some sort. So you keep yourself very attuned to the higher chakras. When the lower chakras are valuable too, but just make sure they're never in conflict with your higher goals.
Right. All right, y'all. All right. I definitely appreciate it. 100%.
You're very welcome. Thank you for keeping in touch with us and continue to do so.
Yeah. Good luck.
I will. I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay, bye-bye. 562-596-7818 is the number for more conversation. And we have Nancy here, 916. Hi, 8251.
Hi. Oh, wow.
Hi.
Good work. Hi. How are you, Kristen?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. I have a question. It's kind of interesting. I've been studying alternative healing and energy healing, and I've lately been doing some remote healing with more experienced healers, and finding that I'm picking up intuitively a lot of things, you know, about them, and they confirm it. But what is going on now is that I've been signing up for different courses, and one by one, they cancel them, I notice. In fact, there's a learning exchange that was around very close to where I live, and I was really thankful about that, and they closed the building.
Oh, no.
So I was, so I'm curious, is this the universe telling me divine timing is off, or I should, you know, I haven't found the right courses to take, or, you know, I'm just curious what the universe is telling me.
Well, what kind of courses just that have been canceled, just for our further knowledge on your situation here?
Okay, one was learning Theta healing. Okay. Okay, one was more of a shamanic healing. One is going into Akashic Records, you know, learning how to read that. Yeah, they're different. Actually,
different.
One of them.
Yeah, they're kind of a range. You know, I don't know. I mean, I think one has to be wary in any type of classes. I mean, going into a class that says, you know, we're gonna teach you how to read the Akashic Records. I mean, you got to find out a lot about the person who's teaching the class and what their credentials are, and so on and so forth. Because I mean, you know, that's sacred information that's being accessed, and they're teaching, you know, the public to do it. I mean, I just think it's important to have a really good guide. Do you think, Neil, that it's fate telling her she's, I don't think so,
definitely
personally.
No, Nancy, the closing of the classes has nothing to do with your personal journey or making a statement to you personally. No, there's no direct link from one to the other. They're closing. You know, it has nothing to do in this case with you or something trying to tell you something. It's a noteworthy attempt and no doubt for you to develop your intuitive skills and your healing skills and whatnot. And that's great. I don't think you should ever define what's going on around you in that quest. You develop that quest. You see, the thing is about the true nature of the spirit, it is not defined by what's happening around it. You know, whether, I feel, you know, is this a good day to work? Is this a bad day? Oh, it's raining, I think I'll stay in bed. The spirit is constant. So what you need to really understand, Nancy, is that no matter what's going on around you, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to stop focusing, concentrating on spirit. It doesn't mean that it isn't time for you. It just means that what you have to do within yourself is to be consistent. That if something's closing around you, or the classes are closing or whatever, then you find alternate routes to express yourself.
Or to learn, learning process for her.
It
not
never
necessarily
stops.
Self-expression.
You can't necessarily control your environment. What you can do is maintain your own self-control. So I would say that on your quest, what's your birth date again?
8-2-51.
8-2-1951. So, no, to answer your question, don't worry about that.
I didn't think so either. But in terms of, you know, your question, Nancy, maybe there's an element of you that's thinking, oh, well, maybe this wasn't the best class for me. Or, I mean, is that part of your question here?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, since it's happening to every single one that I sign up for, and these are actually very good instructors that I've followed for a long time. So I'm not just picking, you know, something out of random.
Okay.
But, it seems like it's just a pattern that's going on now that is what, you know, even when I made reservations, plane reservations, and had to cancel it all.
Oh, boy.
Well,
I would say, you know, going, I would say seeking something else out rather than stopping the flow, the process of spiritual development would be the best advice.
Yeah, that's true. But the thing going on, let's see, you're 66 years old. So you are 26 equals 8.
No, she just turned 66. Happy birthday.
Now, listen closely to what I'm going to tell you. You've got to listen very closely. Your master number is 8. 8 times 8 is 64. You are 2 years beyond that. But your karmic number is 26 equals 8, which is 2 years difference from a multiple of 8, which would be a 24. So since 26 is not a multiple of 8, but it does define your master number of 8, and the closest multiple of 8 would be 24, which is 2 years less, you are right now 2 years beyond a multiple of 8, being 66. So what it could possibly mean is that there might be something inwardly within your energy that you've got to explore before you go into a group setting again. Mm. Whenever we go into group settings and classrooms and whatnot, especially in the field of mystical teachings, we our chakras are open.
And so you absorb energies from other people.
Yeah. So it could be that before you venture into any group experience, or whether it's, you know, plane flights or whatever you're doing with the classrooms, there might be something around you, Nancy, there needs to be a reinforcement of your etheric realm, of the element around your body, so that when you do intense healings, you don't absorb unnecessary or potentially dangerous energy, because you will be dealing with energies as you heal people. And for the most part, even the best filters don't work. Something leaks in. So you need to really understand the etheric realm, read about it distinctly in a very, very definite way, so that you can understand how to manage that field when you're working on particularly hard cases, or when you're feeling the energy of something. You know, it's funny. We just had a client who got hand, mouth, and hoof disease.
I think they call it hand, mouth, and foot disease nowadays. But it was hoof in the old days. Yeah,
because you see. Yeah. You're so susceptible to in the body germs when you're dealing more or less with the spirit and with astral energy and chakras, and you're using your own chakras to do that. You have to take precaution. You really have to take precaution.
Yeah, so, you do. You know, in fact, I picked up something from a client the very day this person talked about it. We went to a reading at a house, and this person had a rash, and I would say 6 hours later, I developed a rash in the very same place. So, you know, it's about learning how to shield yourself. And when you're in the process of being educated, you can definitely, I mean, even you, Neil, who's done this over 40 years, has to make concerted efforts to filter out the energy that you're receiving. Because if you didn't, then you'd be.
Right. At this time, over 50 years.
Probably.
But. But yeah, I mean, I'm consciously aware of developing, whenever I go into a situation, of developing a sense of very strong
protective boundaries
and barriers and things like this. I don't really go to groups. We don't really go into groups ourselves.
Well, unless we're at a group in terms of us.
Oh, we're doing a group. But,
yeah,
you know,
doing
we don't,
a group together.
We
but.
Don't like going. Chris and I don't really go to groups, and we, you know, work on every people, and they're working on us, and, you know, it's a bunch of psychics meeting. We don't really do that. I mean, there's no point in us doing it, but I'm very careful.
Hey, why did I get a rash? I guess you were asleep on the job there. Yeah. Should have been my second layer of protection.
Well, very careful about protection. And it's a vastly interesting study for yourself, because you want to get to know that etheric realm around your body. You want to get, you want to be able to talk to it and communicate it with it, so that if you do deal with a particularly difficult client, or you're finding yourself in a very, very vast social situation where you're interacting with several others, you want to be able to communicate to your etheric realm, your etheric being, what dial to press, what energy field, what you need to look out for, what chakra may be affected by your work at hand. You know, you have seven chakras, more or less 21 minor ones in your body, and you need to keep constant watch over all of them. That's like saying, you know, I left my house and I locked the front door. Oh, okay, you drive down 10 miles away from the house and you go, you know what, I forgot to close the upstairs window. Uh-oh. You gotta know about all the openings, if you will, in the metaphor. Mm-hmm. You really have to understand you are a house with many openings. And if you're going to join the sacred work, you really need to pay attention to protection.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I understand totally what you're talking about. When I was doing remote healings, I knew nothing about what was going on with the person. But in my body, I felt, you know, like one person, I had eye problems. My eye was just, you know, flickering back and forth and strange pain in my eye. And I found out this person was going to have a corneal transplant in that same eye. I felt, you know, something to do with the back, and my shoulders were slouched with another person totally. And this person was having, you know, spinal problems and shoulder problems. So, I mean, it's like I'm picking up things in my body. Well,
which is good, because it shows that you have ability to, you know, be an empath. So that's good, but there's also the elements of protection.
Right.
Because, you know, there are many times that I've seen Neil deal with people that have had physical problems in them that might crop up for a temporary period where you'll get a symptom, or you maybe anticipate someone's symptoms before they call, and then realize why you're experiencing something. So that occurs, but as far as it getting into your system totally, you know, protecting yourself is a different, I mean, you have to go further.
Yeah, it's a kind of a, feeling the energy is important. It's vitally important. So getting that sense that you get is very important. Knowing how to flush it out with immediacy is also important, so that it doesn't linger and stay in there. And on even myself, we're about the same age, Nancy.
Yeah, exactly.
But even myself, and I've been doing this, you know, I started diligently at this at 5 years old. You know, I was doing this at five.
And professionally doing readings at like 17.
16,
16
so.
17.
And I've never stopped. Every day of my life I've been doing it, not a day off. So, and I've studied it as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm always fine-tuning my flushing energy. I'm always learning how, with a certain powerful attitude of internal breath, that I can wipe out anything that gets inside of me. And I'm often challenged, but that's very important for us to understand.
No, definitely. You're right. I'm a retired psychiatric nurse, and picking up on people was very, very challenging for me, because I did bring in that energy a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully this has helped, Nancy. And
it has.
Good. Glad to hear it. And let us know what happens with potential classes in the future, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Okay. 310, I'm thinking 310 wants a reading. Is this Valeska?
This is.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, we can hardly hear you.
Oh,
10-14-79.
Can you hear me now?
That's way better, yes, thank you.
I feel like the commercial.
Well, it was loud and clear, so if you could stay in that position, it would be great. She's 10-14-79-32-5. What's going on, Valeska?
I just feel stuck, I need some help.
Okay. Well, shoot.
Okay. Well, let's quickly, radio readings, very brief. But
I know, and she's been coming in like a little bit, you know, later. So what happens, Valeska, is the caller lines fill up. So we've suddenly got a big
list,
so we're not.
We
give her about 7 minutes.
We try to accommodate all of our callers on every show. We don't even get to our own topic. But let's define quickly, where are you stuck?
Well, you know where I was, and I kind of feel stuck in between here and I guess, you know, the spirit realm. I don't know, but I don't feel like I'm physically focused, but I feel stuck.
Okay, so here's the situation, and then we can go into it maybe in detail at a later time. But where that stuck is in the first chakra, the root system. There's something mysteriously still connected to the root system. Now, the root system is in your own body, and the root system is also in the earth. So there's something in the root system, Valeska, that is still keeping you grounded.
Well, doesn't she have a foot problem? I mean, that's part of the root system.
Yeah.
That's first chakra.
The content of her foot ailments may have still have some earthly energy left there. And there may be yet something that has to be managed and thereby resolved and ultimately let go of before the other journeys in your life can be experienced. So there's something in that root system. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't find answers in a higher chakra or that you can't seek information in the astral realm in regard to that root system. But I think it's somewhere in there that we would have to start searching and digging like archaeologists. We need to get to the root of this and discover what is it that's holding you, because ultimately what's holding you may be for your own protection.
I'm just curious, because we talked about dreams and stuff, and you know, we're talking about astral energy and information from the astral realm. Have you had any success remembering your dreams? Is there anything you can relate to us?
No.
Yeah, so the problem is there's a confusion of dialogue between the first chakra and the sixth. Yeah. There's something between number one and number six, there's a miscommunication. Something isn't coming through. We don't know what that is yet.
But she has, you know, her 10-14 is a broken six, in fact.
Yeah, that's true,
so that's
too. So there's something in there. If we can start to locate where the problem is giving it signal from, we can begin to maybe work it through. But there seems to be a knot in there. I don't know what it is yet, but I think, you know,
it feels like the knot may be, I'm having a very big problem with my big toe because he put this huge nail through it, and it wants to pull in like a club foot, and I'm every day when I wake up and I'm, you know, it feels like my mission has been complete. I said that to you, and it feels very strange being here now. I feel very foreign.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if you feel that way, that means that your higher energy is still recognizing you need to move on in some capacity. So there's nothing wrong with the fine tuning there. The awareness is okay. I think that nail is an extended metaphor being nailed to the ground too.
Yeah.
There's something in the energy of that physical nail that is extending in, you know, the nail has its own astral field. There's molecules in that nail, and those molecules form their own aura and their own energy. I mean, there's aura around everything. There's aura around wood, cement. Everything has an aura due to the molecular structure. That nail may have some past life energy in it. In other words, maybe it's a nail that's extending back to a past life. And that past life, maybe you were crucified. We don't know. I mean, there's possibilities here that might be fanciful, entertaining, but they may be also be real in the metaphysical literature. So, you know, my feeling is that nail's got to be analyzed. There's something has to be, we have to speak to that nail and try to understand karmically how far back it goes in your life, in your past lives.
You know, I know that, Valeska, you don't want to really deal with the physicality of this problem, and I you know, understand where you're coming from. But one, I mean, it makes me so angry to hear that a doctor did this to somebody. So that, you know, it's terrible. And you're probably not in the space to fight.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Well, and when you're in physical pain and have medications and all that, it's going to contribute to that exhaustion for sure.
I think it will go.
Well, the second thing is, you know, is there any physician that's treating you now that is able to do anything to correct what this doctor has done or provide you any relief?
I mean, I have appointments with orthopedic surgeons in the next 2 weeks because I've been going to podiatrists who nobody can figure out why this isn't working, but they did say this was a misdiagnosis and none of this was necessary. This doctor has been sued for deforming somebody's foot before. I found out now that I've spoken to lawyers. He's just going around doing this. Sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead. You want to what?
I want to go.
Well, okay, I got it. My instincts are that there's a past life connection between you and this doctor, and this doctor is, aside from all the other statements said about him, there's a diabolical past life energy in this doctor.
Horrible.
And that has brought back into this lifetime. It's been manifested back into this lifetime, that diabolical connection. So there's something in there that needs to be possibly explored, and then the nail dissolved, because there's a way of dissolving that nail, or at least
like somebody has to take it out.
I mean possibly.
And she's saying she's having appointments with surgeons, so
yeah.
Perhaps that's
uh-huh.
I mean, you know, you might be able to bounce back from this if you have the right medical treatment.
Yeah,
he cut the tendons on the four outside toes, which release the entire right side of my body. Like my shoulder is sagging, my breast, there's no muscle anymore. Like he took the whole right side of my body down from the foot surgery.
I mean, I would sue him if I were you. But, you know, aside from that,
as you can imagine, that's why I'm tired. And when you mentioned my number of 37 and 42 adding up to the past lifetime of, you know, being 79 and that I was kind of in line and being given the choice, that's where my soul feels called towards.
She's
saying my soul feels called to leaving.
Oh.
But she also wants to make sure, Valeska, that before you leave that you've wrapped up everything you're supposed to wrap up on the planet, because you don't want to go and be over there and go, oh, no.
Well, not only that, but the leaving is there. Don't worry about that. What you want to do is you want to make sure that when you leave, there's no snags. There's nothing. The journey. But you see, what you've got to do is that there might be a chapter left. And that just
like
might
how long
be,
is this chapter? I thought this was closing
out. It's a contingency, I think. I don't think there's a set answer on how long the chapter is going to be. I think it is dependent on, you know, many, many factors probably. Correct me if I'm wrong, Neil.
Well, the question isn't how long. The essence is immediacy. So it's not a matter of how long. Don't worry yourself with that. We're not determining that this has to be a long-term thing. So eliminate that from your mind right now. What we have to determine is the immediacy of getting it done. And that's where I would go with this at this point. Valeska.
Of getting what done?
Of the immediacy of getting it done, getting the work done. Don't worry about how long it's going to take. I don't think that's the issue. That's not what you.
I know
should be concerned about.
She's concerned about it because of the fact that she's feeling so burdened by of this.
No,
you know?
Because if you're burdened by all of this, then the way to do is to remedy it, to get rid of it. And not to say how long, it could be very short. It could be very short. The point of your discussion with yourself should be, well, then let's do it. If that's what it takes, let's do it. So I think maybe the element of dissolving this nail is going to be important. in either a metaphysical way or a
or
very structurally physical
way.
Way.
Okay, we
so
have to move on to
having
color. Go ahead.
Surgery,
wait, real quick.
It removed.
I'm sorry, say that real quick.
Getting it removed. Having surgery
possibly.
And getting it removed.
Yeah, that could be one possibility. I don't want to jump to any conclusion, but that certainly is one option. But, you know.
And there's probably some reconstructive surgery that could help with the paralysis she's feeling or the drooping she's feeling on one side of her body because the tendon's being cut. I mean, it's just going to take investigation.
I don't know. You could do an operation to have it removed, and you could transcend during the operation. You know, I don't
yeah.
know. Yeah. You know
so
what I mean? I don't know yet.
We have to take our other calls, but
all
hopefully
right.
that helped you, Valeska. Okay?
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Take care,
thank
okay?
You.
Thank
you.
You're welcome. Okay. 541 is our next caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So you want my birth date?
Yeah, your name and your birth date. What's your name?
Anna. And my
Anna, A-N-A?
It's 12/24/52.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 19, and 7. 26
equals 8. Okay. Anna, welcome. What's your question? So I have a housemate that... is very difficult, and I tried to get a restraining order to get her out, and the judge didn't want to do that because he tied it to a living house situation and wanted me to do a eviction thing, which is extremely complicated. I'm disabled, and every time I try and sit down and do the paperwork, I just start trembling, and it's getting to the end of the month, and I don't know if she's going to leave on her own. She now has a deep chest cold, and she made a comment the other day that last time she had it, and it lasted like 6 weeks, and I'm thinking, is she telling me she's staying? You know, and I still have to put up
right.
with her.
So you have I'm confused. Are you confused?
Well,
she has a restraining order, but you, the person
still
in the home?
I don't know why you can't remove a housemate from your own premise.
Yeah, because the law... she paid first and last. You can't just kick somebody out on a day's notice.
Oh, you're in a different
state
because they don't do first and last here. I think they do deposit. I don't think you can do first
mm-hmm.
and last. So, it's
so what ultimately, when is she legally bound to leave?
Well, she paid first and last, and we're almost on the end of the last. She also paid a deposit, so she could stay into her deposit and leave me with no deposit and go beyond the deposit. She has already done damage, and she can be very nasty, slam doors, curse at me. You know, she brought her son in for a week or so without even asking, without telling me. You know, she's vindictive.
And you didn't want to go through the eviction process to get
her
out.
Well, do you own your own property? Are you in control of your own?
Yes.
Okay, so endangering your well-being and you don't feel safe and you go through whatever extra effort you can to get that restraining order, then she's out and she can be compensated for her money.
I already went to the court and saw a judge and he wouldn't evict her because he said, well, where did she come from? And where, you know, and it's like, well, I rented a room to her. So here they don't want to cross that line, they want to put it off into, you know, civil court, which means if I give her a 24-hour notice, then I have to wait 24 hours for her to respond or not. Then I have to wait a day and then go down and file papers at the court and then wait a week for them to set up
hearing. Well, let me ask you something, because the radio readings are rather short. Do you have a doctor that can write a note or write a report that she's endangering your well-being?
I don't know if they would do that or not. That's not kind of common, but the 24-hour notice, the form has there's like a category that's kind of vague, which this would fall into, that she's endangering me, which is what I want to, you know, use. because she hasn't physically harmed me. I even called the police last Saturday because it was just ridiculous, you know. I'm not going to go.
Okay, so let me ask you something real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you something real quickly because we have other callers and we don't want to minimize your problem. What is the month of May? How does that important to you? Just give me any scenario about May.
Nothing.
Nothing. But okay, I was going to ask for this person's birthday real quick. What's this person's birthday? Do you know?
Yeah, she's December. Oh gosh, it's so funny because I just saw it written down a few minutes ago. 12/5/51.
12 what?
That's really
12/5.
12.
So, go ahead, Anna.
Yeah, 12/5/51.
51. Okay, so Neil stated the month of May, and actually before you gave us your birthday, I wrote down a 5. You do have a 5 in your birthday, but it's not your master number or anything, but actually it happens to be the fire number of this individual.
Yeah, but
did
together
you
there
five,
are
14. Six, seven,
together
18,
you are 14 in master numbers,
which is
a 5,
so that's why.
Which is the month
of
which
May.
We're signaling as the month of May. So there probably is something about how long has she been there so far?
It'll be 2 months, the end of this month.
See, and I just regarding the deposit, I mean, deposit is a deposit. It's not first and last. So if you're in the last month, I don't know how can they apply the deposit to any more time spent? Isn't that for cleaning and damages and so on and so forth? I mean, how can she legally claim the deposit entitles her to more stay in the home?
Well, if she just does stay, she'll just say we use the deposit.
Well, that's not legal because she's responsible and sounds like she's slamming doors, doing damage to the home.
Yeah.
So that's not going to work, I don't think.
You know, what you can also do is, if you own title to the home, you can call the police and ask the police to remove her.
I've already done that.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've done quite a bit. So we don't want to get into a conflict about what you've done. It sounds like you've done quite a bit here. I would, you know, getting a note from a doctor might be an option. There is a certain energy between the two of you. Probably this amounts to something to do with the maternal aspect of your life throughout life. For instance, real quickly, did you have a difficult upbringing? Was there a difficult mother figure in your life?
No, it was my dad that it was more challenging.
Okay. So there was a difficult fraternal energy, not maternal, but fraternal. Does this woman feel like a man to you? Does she have an aggressive masculinity?
Yeah. She came in, you know, just kind of pushing her way around. I was like, what? You know.
Okay. So there's something linked to the male psyche of your journey on the planet that she's taken the baton and carried it further into your life. So there's something in there. We can't really resolve the issue on the radio. What we're trying to track for you is a quick search to see where some of this may be coming from in one area so we can apply it and manifest it into the physicality of your life. It sounds like you're having some physical problems removing her. So the answer may first have to come to a mystical explanation, a past life explanation, so we can get to the root of the problem and thereby resolve it for you quickly. So it seems like that the explanation is going deep in the soul first. That's not a long process to understand and to accommodate in terms of manifesting into something more actual, but it does lead us to some form of introduction to how to maybe resolve the problem for you.
And you can always call back on another show, Anna. We do have to move on to other callers, or you can call for a private conversation, because it sounds like this might need a little bit more attention, I would think, and you know, it's possible that could assist.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Thank you. Take care. 562-596-7818 is the phone number to call. Okay, we have 562 and then 952. Hi, who's this, please?
Hi, this is Yvonne. Birthday is August 14th, 1984.
Okay, wait, Yvonne, wait a second. We didn't hear it. Did you hear her birthday?
No.
I did not. Say that again.
August 14th, 1984.
Okay. Go ahead.
My question is, when am I going to meet someone new for love?
New for love. Okay. And you're 33. You just turned 33.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know, Neil. What do you think?
A couple years away from her karmic change. I think when you're 30, when you're 35.
35.
Okay.
The reason, Yvonne, your birth date adds up to 35 and your master number is 8. So in 2 years, you're going to have a big change in your life at 35. And that's what you're thinking is going to come in terms of a relationship.
Now listen closely to this. You have 3 sets of 84. You have 8 and 4 as your first and third number. You have 84 as your last 2 numbers. And you have 8 and 4 as your first and last numbers. Those sets of energies to me imply something to do with the relationship. Now there's 3 sets, and 84 is a 12 or a 3. So there's 3 sets of 3s, which is a 9. Now, coincidentally, your first 2 numbers are 8 and 1, which add up to 9. And this 9 factor means that, number one, I can't go into detail, but this means you're going to have a relationship. You're going to have one. You having another relationship is not a question in my mind. You're going to have one. The question is, well, we're evaluating 35 because that's a karmic division in your life leading to more of a transcendent attitude. The other aspect is that you would have to look very carefully at your life thus far and find 2 other relationships that were meaningful to you.
Okay.
Now you'd have to look at that, and there might be some liberal content in terms of defining what that relationship is, but we'd have to look at that significantly. And that doesn't mean that there wasn't a past relationship with, like, for instance, a grandparent. And the loss of a grandparent. Have you lost a grandparent in your lifetime?
Yes.
And was that grandparent close to you?
Yes.
That is one of the relationships that I'm picking up on. The other one would be more in terms of more of a love relationship, you know, physical relationship. Have you at least had one other relationship with that was physical?
Yes.
Those 2 are what we're determining is the content of the past 2 relationships that we're alluding to. Now, the 3rd one coming up, I think, is going to be the prize. I think you're going to come up with something nice.
I think Yvonne was going to respond to something. Were you going to say something, Yvonne?
No, I was just listening.
Oh, you were. You were just validating what was being communicated.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll tell you something. I don't know yet what it means yet. And you may say, I don't know either, Neil, but there's something to do with Ireland or the Irish or Kathy or Kathleen. I don't know yet where it's
or Catholic
coming.
Could be.
Ireland
is.
Oh, well, could be. I don't know. You might say, that doesn't register.
Well, does it real quick before we move on to the next caller? Yvonne, does that register at all with you?
No, it doesn't.
About Ireland.
Future. I didn't think so. And that's part of being psychic, too. I didn't think it would. So we've got to consider, what religion were you born into?
Christianity.
Christian.
Kathy is a common name. Has there even been a casual Kathy throughout your life?
No.
So what we're looking at is perhaps the sibling of this person coming in, the sibling will be Kathy. So there's something to do with that. And there's something to do with Ireland somewhere in the midst of the storyline. But anyways, getting back to the grandmother and the other relationship, we can allude to that as validation for something coming up, which may be, to answer your question, no later than the age of 35, if not before.
And Yvonne, we've got to move on to another caller because we're almost at the end of our show. So you're welcome to call back. Another show, we're on Wednesdays and Fridays. So
okay.
Sorry it was
brief
today. Or you're welcome, 562. Actually, she's from 562 area code. You're in the same area code we are. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for more conversation. Okay. Yeah, she's a 562 person. Okay, 952 is our final caller. Hi.
Hi there. How
Hi,
are you?
Who's this? Fine, thanks. How are
My
you?
Name is Betsy. My name is Betsy, and my birthday is 625-62.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm just kind of got real bad anxiety, and I'm a jeweler, and I'm getting back to work. I'm having a hard time working lately.
Okay.
And I just wonder if you can help me out.
What aspect is difficult for you in terms of getting back to work? You're a jeweler. Are you like a fine jeweler dealing with precious gems and things like that?
Yeah.
Or
just coming up with something new, you know, you just kind of get stuck. I also have had two shoulder surgeries in the last 8 months, shoulder replacement.
Yeah, I was going to mention the fact that there's so much repetitive motion, you're using your upper body and your hands and all that. So did the shoulder, is that because of, you know, repetitive motion in terms of your job? No?
It's from riding horses and just
getting
off. And the first one didn't work, and so he had to do it again, and it's still hurting, and he doesn't want me working, but, you know, I have bills to pay too, so.
Right, because that seems like it would be, you know, difficult to heal from if you're doing that kind of.
You know, in your situation, you have, like another caller, you have three sets of 62 in your year, your first two numbers, and your first and last numbers. But let me ask you something real quick, because we don't have a lot of time.
Yes.
The age of 31, what happened at the age of 31? 1992? 93.
No.
You're lucky if I can remember yesterday. I'm not really sure.
1993. Well, you got to check that out. And two, have you been a jeweler for at least 18 years?
Yes, sir.
How many years have you been a jeweler?
Over 20.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we don't have time to get into the aspect of where your journey's taking you from this point on, because there's a certain, you're done doing jewelry.
You don't have to do it for any karmic reason is what's being communicated. You can choose to stay in it, but you don't have to stay in it.
No, because you've probably gone through six cycles of it already. 24 years would be six cycles. And so if we're getting close to that time, this is a time of change at the age of 55. What you're going to be experiencing is a whole new walk of life at the age of 56. That's a multiple of four. That's a multiple of four by 14 times. And you're going to reach that this June. So what's actually happening, Betsy, is that you're getting prepared to make a change at the age of 56. We don't know what that is yet.
But she's having, you know, real quick, she's having anxiety and did you say depression, or am I repeating that wrong?
You're picking it up. I also work with entities. I also work with dragons and angels and other beings.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. You know, you could have picked something up there. It takes a little bit more in-depth reading to analyze where the depression's coming from, if it's something in the psyche or it's something in the psychic realm. It takes a little bit more time. You can call back or you on another show on Wednesday, or you can call us personally if that's your choice. But there's something in there. You know, we just don't have time to explore that today.
Yeah, we're sorry we got to you so late. We just got so many callers and you know.
I called in late. I just saw it and I never get in. I finally got into it. So
Yeah, I know we haven't talked to you before, Betsy, and so you're welcome to call back. We're on Wednesdays and Fridays at 9 a.m. Pacific. I don't know what time zone you're in. What state are you calling from?
Minnesota.
So I think that's two hours different. So give us a call. Give us a call if you can on Wednesday, or you can call privately, 562-596-7818, and we can do a little bit more. If you call earlier, then we'll make sure we give you a little bit more time.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
You
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we are back on the air Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye.